What was it like to be a father, a young father?
Oh, I love being a father. We spent a lot of time together, the kids and me, and especially with Jennifer as a baby, required a lot of attention, as babies do, and I was a very active father. I didn't shy away from the duties of, changing diapers and feeding and, babysitting and dusting off the skin, elbows and knees and all that stuff that went with it. I really enjoyed, I love coming home and getting all those hugs from my kids. It was good. I really embraced fatherhood.
Do you have any special memories of your daughter as a baby or a young child?
Special memories? They were all special. I can't really think of one that stands out in this moment. It was all pretty special. We took some trips. Before Jennifer was born, we took a road trip to New Jersey and up into Canada and back to the Bay Area. Denise, my oldest daughter, was 5 years old at the time. And it sure wasn't all that fun for her, but it was an adventure for us. We loaded up the car. We had a cooler of food in the trunk, and away we went across country. Something like 7,000 miles on the car. And things like that. We would go camping occasionally as a family. And then, of course, when the kids got into school, there was all the events around school that we attended, and soccer practice and all that stuff, that parents do, pretty traditional.
What happened when you got divorced?
Well, I can see it sort of backwards. I have a very good relationship with, I've been married twice, and I have two ex-wives. I have a good relationship with both of them today, which I would term, a good working relationship, although I don't spend a lot of time with my ex-spouses. But during the first breakup, which there were a lot of reasons that happened, I suppose the main one is that, now that I look back at it, is that we were just from two different backgrounds. We really didn't know each other very well. We only knew each other 5 weeks when we got married. It was an act of insanity. I see it today. Everything was in a whirlwind. And when the whirlwind went away and we were sort of, stuck with each other, and the kids were getting older, and then my wife wanted to go to work, and our whole relationship started shifting, our roles started changing, I don't think that our relationship could handle that pressure. And one thing led to another, a couple of separations, and then finally a divorce. It was pretty painful, actually, very painful, as divorces are. And I think it was mostly around the pain that the children were feeling. That was a real hard one. But I stayed in with my children through all this stuff. I was continued to be an active father, and at one time actually had them living in the house with me as my wife had moved out and started doing some other arrangements with her life. I was a single parent at the time that my kids, Denise was 18, 17 and 18, and Jennifer was, 11, 12 years old, somewhere in there. Tough, but doable.
How long was it before you met someone and married again?
3 years. And this time I went 6 months before getting married, so there's some improvement. And my second wife had a daughter. So I have a little pattern working here. So both my marriages were to women that were single parents with daughters. Both of them, blue-eyed, blonde-haired girls. So I guess I'm a bit of a rescuer. But I really have never regretted having my children in my life. I love them, all three, very much.
How long were you married the second time?
10 years.
Was that breakup mutual? Did you do better the second time? I mean, how do you handle that a second time?
Well, you know, when you go through the pain of divorce one time, one of the things you learn is that you can get through it. So the second time wasn't near as painful as the first time. Not for me, but it was devastating to my second wife, Mary. It was very hard on her. We had moved to Colorado, Mary and I, after we had been married for maybe 4 years, 5 years, somewhere in there. And we moved to Fort Collins, Colorado, and had a little trouble finding work in the facilities maintenance world. So we found a business to buy. We wound up buying a small restaurant, and I worked a restaurant actively for 7 years. In the course of that, it was so hard to keep this business afloat. There just was not enough room for the work and the marriage. So towards the end, we separated, and the rest is sort of history. But again, our relationship is fairly solid. You would have to talk to her. But I think, towards the end of my second divorce, I came back to the Bay Area because I was offered a job that I couldn't refuse. Because the restaurant did not really provide a living for me, with no future of, no possibility of retirement or anything like that. And then when I was offered a regular job with, really good pay, stock options, benefits, that whole thing was hard to say no to. And so at the sacrifice of my 12-year-old daughter, I moved back to the Bay Area, and Mary and Alex, my daughter Alexandra, stayed in Fort Collins. They live there today.